You know, in the world today, the one thing that's desired by most people, and obtained by fewest, is freedom. Every time I pick up a newspaper, I read of someone or some organization campaigning for freedom. It might be trade unions or some nation in Africa, or a student group in Australia. Everywhere, men are feeling shackled in some way or other, and wanting to break those shackles. But the unfortunate thing is that when what we call freedom is obtained, so often we find we've just traded one kind of restriction for another. Look, we only need to look back at the tremendous and the victorious struggle of the Russian people against the Tsar in 1917 and then look at their present position to see that freedom is a very relative thing and that true freedom is very rare indeed. When we look at freedom on a personal basis, we find much the same thing. We'd all like to be free to do the things that we want, but we're often restricted either by the laws of our country or the laws of the church, sometimes by both. And yet, if we're honest and objective, it's obvious that to throw away the restrictions of the law would result in a condition of civil and moral anarchy that would be a greater burden than our present laws. So, how can we experience real freedom? Well, obviously we can't eliminate the laws of the land, so the only way seems to be to consider a change in our attitude to the law. Because it's apparent that the law is seen as opposing freedom rather than permitting it. And why do we see the law as opposing freedom? Well, I guess it's because, if we're honest, we'd have to admit that we can't keep the law, not in our own strength at least. Now, we're really getting to the point of talking on a very personal level. That is, if we can keep the laws of the land, we still feel a lack of freedom because of a complete inability to keep God's law, no matter how hard we try. We've been looking at the problem of feeling restricted by the law. And of course, we're talking about God's law. But you know, this feeling of being confined by the law and then of feeling guilt-stricken when we break the law isn't new to our generation. In fact, the Apostle Paul experienced exactly the same thing, and he had to come to grips with it some 2,000 years ago. I'd like you to listen to what he says about the problem when he was writing to the church at Rome and explaining just how it felt. Paul said this: "We know that the law is spiritual, but I'm not. I am unspiritual, the purchased slave of sin. I do not even acknowledge my own actions as mine, for what I do isn't what I want to do, but what I detest. But if what I do is against my will, it means that I agree with the law and hold it to be admirable. But as things are, it's no longer I who perform the action, but sin that lodges in me. For I know that nothing good lodges in me, in my unspiritual nature. For though the will to do good is there, the deed is not. The good which I want to do, I fail to do. But what I do is the wrong which is against my will. And if what I do is against my will, well, clearly it's no longer I who am the agent, but sin that has its lodging in me. I discover this principle then, that when I want to do the right, only the wrong is within my reach. In my inmost self, I delight in the law of God, but I perceive that there is in my bodily members a different law, fighting against the law that my reason approves, and making me a prisoner under the law that's in my members. That's the law of sin. Miserable creature that I am, who is there to rescue me out of this body doomed to death? God alone, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God. In a word then, I myself, subject to God's laws as a rational being, am yet, in my unspiritual nature, a slave to the law of sin. The conclusion of the matter is this: there is no condemnation for those who are united in Christ Jesus, because in Christ Jesus, the life-giving law of the Spirit has set you free from the law of sin and death. Well now, where do you stand today? Are you in the situation where you'd love to feel free of the burden of guilt that's been brought on by your own inability to keep God's law? Or have you at some stage in the past accepted that offer of salvation and freedom that God has offered through faith in Jesus Christ, and yet you still feel imprisoned by your conscience because of things you've done since? You know, one of Satan's favourite tricks is to get a Christian so hung up on the memory of his sins that he can't do anything for God. So the end result is that not only is he unavailable for God to use, but he's even more miserable than the man who doesn't know Christ as Saviour. Because he has the memory, he's got that memory of the freedom that he once had. Jesus once said, "If the Son," and he's talking of himself, "if the Son shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." If you've committed your life to Jesus Christ, remember that promise. I'd like to say a few words now to those of you who haven't accepted Jesus as Saviour. You might ask, how can someone who lived 2,000 years ago give me freedom today? Well, the good news is that not only did Jesus live 2,000 years ago, but he's still alive today. If he wasn't, there'd be no power in the things I've been saying. Because the law of God demanded punishment for sin, that is, for your sin and mine, Jesus Christ was prepared to give his life and take that punishment. Now, the only reason he could accept our punishment was because he was without sin himself, and so he wasn't subject to the penalty of sin. Now, because God's law says that the punishment for sin is death, Jesus had to die. But to prove his power and his authority over sin, he had to rise again, and he did. Now, if you want this freedom we've been talking about, you must associate with the death and the resurrection of Jesus and accept the fact that in your own strength, you're powerless to fulfill the demands of God's law. So, it's a matter of accepting that Christ has paid the penalty for your sins, past, present and future, and that he has the power to make you free from the burden of guilt that sin brings with it.